Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, April the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices, May corn down 4 cents at 7.55 and 3 quarters, May wheat down 7 and a quarter cents at 10.38, and May beans steady at 16.31. The Russians have raised their export taxes to $96. Up from 87. I don't think that'll have a big impact on the markets here today. We did have a sale this morning, 132,000 old crop beans to China. Again, that's not really that unexpected. But we have some other outside markets that may play into things here. We've got the Dow Jones down 219 on all this recession talk. We've got the bonds down almost a point and a half, making new contract lows. We've traded the bonds under 145, got down to 145.24. So this puts about the 30-year note somewhere about 2.6%. And it looks like it's going to could go much, much higher. Crude oil this morning is up about 42 cents at 102.37. It's been about a buck and a half lower. It's been about a buck and change higher out here. Right now we're just 40 cents higher. Dollar is basically steady. We have the WASDE report coming out Friday. The average guesses have the wheat carry out at 656. That's up 3 million from last month. The corn down 25 million to 1.415 billion bushels. And the beans down 23 million bushels to 262. I would say the beans is a pretty tight number. I don't think it's going to hold up as we move forward, though. The world stocks are basically unchanged except for the beans, which is down about a million. So we'll see where we go, but it looks like a little bit of a risk-off kind of day here. We've been up the first 2 days here, and you know I think we're due for a little bit of a respite in these markets, but I still think the pros are going to look to buy breaks in December corn and sell rallies in November beans. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.